says that this pasuk is referring to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I will call upon Hashem Most High, to the Hashem who fulfills me. Ekra. Shemi Shmuel says, in the name of the Avnezer. What is the difference between Vayikra and Vayikra? He says Vayikra is a Russian of calling out, but a calling out to create closeness, to bring together. Vayikra is calling out, I have to call you, but not necessarily to come together. We say in the bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, Ashiveinu Avinu Lo Sayosecha, V'Hachzireinu V'Shuva Shleimu Lefanecha. We're now before Yom Kippur. We have to do tshuva. We want to bring ourselves close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Ashiveinu Avinu Lo Sayosecha. We have to connect ourselves to the Torah. Now is the time to recover on yourself. Another stage of learning. We have a new program, Baharish Matra started. Tonight we started a new program, Adach HaShavua. Person can get a Kenyan, he can start learning this after Sukkah. It's a perfect opportunity. We encourage everyone to go over to Rav Zunda Weissman after the shir tonight to talk to him. Now is the opportunity. Chaperayim. Tonight we have the tremendous kavod, the honor, and the privilege to have with us Harabom Shor Shlita to give the best service.
Pasuk says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem elekecha, Chashalta b'avinecha, Kchu imachem dvarim, Shuva el Hashem. Pasuk tells us we could reach Shuva, as the Gemara tells us, ad Hashem elekecha, Shuva magas ad kisei akavet. Shuva reaches till Kisei HaKavod. What does that mean? What does it mean that Tshuva reaches till Kisei HaKavod? How do we get till Kisei HaKavod? What does it mean that we can get till Kisei HaKavod? Tshuva Yisrael al Hashem Elekecha. Ki chashalta b'aveinecha. Everybody knows the question on the pasuk. Amichsha is a shogeg. Aveinecha is mezit. Chui mochem dvarim. Which dvarim are we talking about? That's imochem. Chui mochem dvarim. Take the words that are with you. Yeshuvu el Hashem was that. You will go back to the Yishtem. To understand these psukim will be magdim. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. A person has to do tshuva. I call mitzvah shebetera, ben b'sheilig, ben b'mezit. What is, when he does tshuva, as the Rambam puts the first halacha, tzarech she'izvada, he has to say vidui. He has to say vidui. He has to say vidui. The Rambam says what vidui is. The Rambam says, no, it's ma'asei kavanos, when you bring a carbon, you have to be mitzvada. The Rambam says what vidui is, chatasi avisi pashati. Rekhav Shach in Avi Ezri in Hilchas Tshuva Madura Riviya. On a Shogeg, you should only have to say Chatasi. Why do I have to say Chatasi? Avisi Pashati. I bring the carbon Chatos. I was Oyvan Averi the Shogeg. Was the Avisi? Avisi Bemezid? Pashati Amerid? I wasn't a Beshei, I wasn't a Mezid, I wasn't a Merid. It was only Chatasi. Why do I have to say more than Chatasi? Let's continue the question. Better, why do we have to Bechal, then do Tshuva on a Shogeg? I ask the best answer for anything that a person does is that what we did was a mistake. And if we say it was a mistake, then everything ends. In Adam Lachavera, you tell the person, I made a mistake. Now the person is supposed to be mad at you, it was a mistake. In Adam Lamakum, we tell the Eretz that we made a mistake. But a mistake is not enough, because on Shegek, you also have to do tshuva. Why Taka do you have to do tshuva on Shegek? What's the reason that a person has to do tshuva on Shegek? Stated in Rambam, in Teres HaAdam, I think, two reasons why a person has to do tshuva on Shegek. And one of the reasons that a person has to do tshuva on Shegek, that we can understand, for us to understand, that be'etzem a person as shmira that he shouldn't get to do even a shaygeg. Because a shaygeg has a pagam, and if a person is og-eaten from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the way every yid is og-eaten from the Ribbono Shel Olam, he shouldn't be over a shaygeg. The only reason a person is over a shaygeg is because ultimately, behind that shogeg lies amazed. And behind that shogeg lies amazed that caused them afterwards to be over the shogeg. Every shogeg had in it is a tolda of an avera amazed. And that is the oimik apshat shuva Yisrael ad Hashem elokecha ki chashalta. That's ba'avei necha. The kashalta, the reason that you were nichshon in the shaygik, is ba'beinecha, is because of an oven that you were nichshon in the shaygik. And if there wouldn't be there an oven, you wouldn't be nichshon in the shaygik. And the mela, when a person realizes that in every shaygik there's hidden an oven, then of course I have to say on the shaygik, chatasi, obisi, pashati. Because I can't be yoytze with the chatasi alone. Because when a person does tshuva, he has to go back to the shayrish of why he did a chet. It's not enough to do tshuva on the chet. Tshuva, you have to do tshuva on what brought you the chet. We say in Hoidu, in Tilem, Kapitel of Hoidu, it says, Evilim miderech pisham, u'me'avinisem yis'an. What does the pasuk mean? An evil means somebody tzanar, somebody doesn't understand. Umavin saying he understands, he knows he did an oven. And not only does he know he did an oven, he's on. He fasts. He does what he's supposed to do. He does what he's supposed to do. The first ois of the tshuva, the shlaka, the says what the Rosh Hashanah of tshuva is. The first ois of tshuva is a timeless. So what's wrong? What's the avilim? Zogt de Tanya in Parshas Baloyitzchan Teirael. Dvar in Lukut Teirael. Dvar in Neirael. Avilim miderech pishon. He's an avil what brought him to do the pesha. He's maybe the same as Anu, but he forgets the derech that brought him to that avila. He forgets that there's something that brought him to do that avila. And the mele that I'm saying is Anu doesn't help. Because if you don't go back to do the shirish of the Aveira, you don't go back to what brought you to do the Aveira, then something's missing. That's the touch. Evilim miderech pisham, from the derech that brought them to the Aveira. And only by the same is Anu. And only from the Aveira do they have, but from the reader that brought to the Aveira, they don't understand. That's why when the Torah says, Ave te avdu, and Rashi says, Oika ave te zara tzarech, the shara shachreha, Svarim HaKadosh teach us that Rashi doesn't only mean, Oika ave te zara tzarech, the shara shachreha, it means every akira of every midara and every aveira, tzarech, the shara shachreha. You have to go back to the shayrish, it's not enough to go back and do avdal the chet. You have to go back and see what the shayrish of the chet is. And you have to be misharish the shayrish of the chet. And that's why in the shaygik, a person says, not chatasi. A person says, chatasi, avisi, pashati, Because he's going back to what brought the chet, and he's going back to Ravisi and Pashati. So we have to realize that when we contemplate doing tshuva, we have to realize that we have to go back to the derech pishon. That's tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem elekecha, ki chashalta b'aveinecha. What is the mikshe? What is the aveinecha that's a mikshe, that brought the mikshe? Talk of dvarim pshutim, because dvarim pshutim is what has to be yichazet, the most simple dvarim pshutim. Our machshava of doing tshuva is doing tshuva on an aveira. But we know very well that Svarim HaGadoshim tell us that even a tzaddik could do tshuva. What does it mean doing tshuva if you never do an aveira? Of course, ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh teiva lo ye'echta. But it says clearly that there's a musik of tshuva without doing an aveira. What's a musik of tshuva without doing an aveira? What does it mean tshuva without doing an aveira? There's two ways to explain it. We'll try to explain it one way for now. There's a piece of Zera Kedish that opened my eyes to a whole new Ashkofa in Chaim. An old new Ashkofa in life. We think that an Aveira means doing something that's wrong. The negative is an Aveira. Shtechen Zera Kedish, that there is a much higher Bechina of Tshuva that maybe is raising the bar a little bit too high, but at least it will give us an Asaga how far we are and what our objective and our Tshuka has to be to. He says that the Yisoid of Tshuva has to be not the Aveira that I did, but realizing that the Eibishter gave me kishreinus, the Eibishter gave me koiches hanefesh, for what reason? For what reason did the Eibishter give us koiches? The Eibishter gave us a koyach to use for Him. We were sent out the world for a shlichus. To do this shlichus, the Eibishter gave us kishreinus, gave us koiches hanefesh, gave us Eivarim. Let's take one Eivar at a time. He gave us sight. Sight, we make a bracha every day b'shem u'malchus. Baruch ata Hashem elekeinu melech ha'olam b'keach ivrim. Every morning. Which means the clear hakara that a person has to have, that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam who's giving him sight. And I don't see today because I saw yesterday. And I don't see yesterday because I saw the day before. It's only because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opening my eyes and giving me the ability to see. And as Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zachreiner Lebracha used to say, that if you don't believe the goodness of the Eibishter to give you sight, take your eyes and close them and walk down the dining room that you have and see how many times you trip and see how many times you fall. And you'll be makir, the Eibishter is bekeach ivrim. So the Eibishter gave us eyes. So when we take those eyes for ourselves, that alone deserves tshuva. What does tshuva mean? To return it back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That you took for yourself, what the Eibishter gave you to use for Him, return it to Him. Give it back to Him. That's tshuva. That's the title of the word tshuva. Return it. Return it back to its owner. Give it back to the Eibishter. And I will share with you something that I think is mechir to share with every item that we speak to. Ach Eben Ezra in Iyuv, Kapitel Lamed Aleph, which to me was an eye-opener. Iyuv says, Gris karati le'enoi. First pasuk in Kapitel Lamed Aleph in Iyuv. He made a bris with the Eibishter with his eyes. So our concept would be that when we make a bris,
And I'll walk down the street in Manhattan, and something will come, will turn the corner, and I have to turn the corner. There'll be a Karen Zovius. I'll have a problem. I'll watch myself. Staten Haley, Ebenezer, the Pashto, Ebenezer, the Abbas, Tainus, how that's possible. That's connected to Chanal a lot of times. Ebenezer, that's realistic. Zog Devin Ezra Briz Karati La Einai, that I will not use my eyes to Dover Shein Loit Seirich. Plead to Devin Ezra. Now I won't use my eyes for what's awesome. Shein Loit Seirich, for something that there's no need for it. What does Devin Ezra mean? Because that's Tshuva. Tshuva means taking my eyes and returning it to the Eishtin. And what the Eishtin will have from it, I'll use it. When the Eishtin won't have from it, I won't use it. And the same goes for every Eivor that a person has, and for every Kishrein that a person has, and for every Yechayis that the Eishtin gave a person. Tshuva, on the higher level that the Zerakodesh is teaching us, is returning it to the Eishtin. Give it back to him. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekecha. Return back to the Eibishter. Give it back to the Kisei HaKavod where it came from. Your neshama came from the Kisei HaKavod. It came down from there. Give it back to him. Return it. Return it to where it belongs. Doesn't that Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekecha? That's the ultimate Shuva of the highest Madrega that could be. Returning all our kashis and nefesh, and returning it to Meishti. Our father, it's not an easy job. But at least we realize that we never yotze. We walk around sometimes thinking, I did tshuva. Suddenly we realize that tshuva is a much higher level than we think. Sometimes we realize that tshuva is something, we suddenly realize that tshuva is a much greater machai than we think it is. How do we get there? How do we get there? Chu imachem dvarim. The pasuk says, "Ubikashta misham es Hashem alekecha, umatzos akisik lishenu b'chalavavcha b'chal nafshecha." Dal avot from the Heidi Rebbe Rabbanim of Peshitcha. It's in the classic word, probably everybody heard it. Was in Kruka. A person called Rabbi Isaac Rabbi Yekos. The shul is still exists in Turukia. He had a chalom that in Prague, under the bridge, there's an oitzer. He had a chalom once, twice, three times. He decided he'll make the trip. Standing under the bridge, digging under the bridge, came a sentry and said, "What are you doing here?" Tells me, I'm a chalom to you, stupid person. I dreamed 3 nights that there's a Eden crooked and behind this stove there's money. Did I go there and look for it? And he said his name. So he went back home and he broke the oven and he found the oitzer. And he built without a shul. That shul still stands. Shul from 300-400 years ago. Dr. Rabbi Rabbonin, when we cast them, me shom es Hashem alekecha. You think that you have to look for the age to Shom. The grass on the other side is greener. Mishom, over there I'll find the age to. We are out here now. It's not going to work. I have to look someplace for the age to. Zog the age to be in Tzosa. Where will you find it? Kisid Rishanu. V'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha. Are you in your heart with it? You don't have to go anywhere. Those of the Navi, Chu imachem dvarim. Slain by you. Don't think for sure we have to go someplace. It says in the Torah, the Ferish of Pasik, like that. Kamitz v'adoyt ha-shamoich v'tav v'ayom v'nefleiti v'chav v'lechoyki v'lechashamayim v'loy me'ev v'ayom. If the mitzvah adoyt is going on tshuva, that's what the Torah Gdosh is telling you. You have nowhere to look for tshuva. You know what the Sephorim said on Kamitz v'adoyt is going on tshuva? Why should you have to go meida l'yom? Zog the Sephorim, we have a shvera shayla in halacha. There's nobody by you there to paskin it. You have to go maybe I am to look for somebody. But there's a corner of Shuva, there's no Shabbos. You know exactly what you have to do. You don't have to go maybe I am to ask your love what you have to do. The state is a corner of Shuva is right here. You're not going to go for Shuva. But more than that, you don't have to go to Shemaim, both you have to Kriach and Shemaim to find where to do Shuva. It's by you, Kuhi, Mochem, Dvarim, take the Dvarim that are in Mochem. It's with that Shuvu El Hashem. And where do we find with this Dvarim or Imachem? With Dvarim or Imachem? The only way that a person can do Shuvu is through the Tatiru. Kuhi, Mochem, Dvarim, the Divrei Torah that are with you. Every person has its Chelik in Torah. Every person has its Chelik in Torah that's hidden within him. And you don't have to go anywhere to find it. It's Imochem, it's with you, it's Echalpeh, it's Echalpeh. He has his Chelik in Torah. And with that Torah that he learns, is Mishuvu El Hashem, you'll realize to return to the Eishman. So there's nothing that's the tire of a person more than the remaining Shalem. And bring the person to the Akkara, that everything is the remaining Shalem. And nothing is me. And my eyes don't belong to me, my ears don't belong to me, and my mouth doesn't belong to me, and my hands don't belong to me, and my heart doesn't belong to me. And he realizes it's that what gives him that akara. The more we learn Torah, the more we realize that Bishuvu El Hashem, I have to return to the Eishta, I have to come back to the Rebbeinu. But we have to realize more than that. We have to realize that when we want to do tshuva, spischului pesach ki pesach ki pischui shal macha. What does that mean, spischului pesach ki pischui shal macha? That the after of them, ki pischui shal ulam. It means that we have more the kisiyata nishmaya for the Ribbono shel Olam. When a person only wants to do tshuva, only wants to do tshuva. What does it mean, only wants to do tshuva? What is the Pitzchei Shal Machat? I want to share with you a letter from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. In Igeres, I think it's Igeres Ches. A letter from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, which is dangerous to say over. Because you have to know that you can't make a mistake in what he says. And realize what means the Pitzchei Shal Machat, which he doesn't say there. I'm using it to explain the Pitzchei Shal Machat. Steht in Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, ganz Yiddishkeit lies in three words in the Mishnah in Ovis. Lefol, Tzara, Agra. We'll take Lefol, Tzara, Agra in that same faith, and then the Sumera. Lefol, Tzara, Agra means that contrary to what we think, that what lies on us to do is what's easy for us to do. What lies for us to do is that what's hard for us to do. The Goyim, Pirish HaYoyim, tells us a person comes down in the world a second time, a third time, the Neshama is here in the Gilgul. He's here for something. He has to farecht, he has to fix what the last time he didn't do. How do you know what you came here for? And you tell me, they are more, we don't have a lobby to tell me, I have to do this mitzvah, I have to do this mitzvah, this is your avodah. How do we know what our avodah is? Zabtehelegi goyim dvarim leiron ad miyit. And I will say it over, more than it says in goyim. Because the same thing said in Sifrei Sidus. And I will say over the kuda that says, to explain the God. A yeshiva bocha. A masvid nifla. From 9 to 9, in the morning he doesn't get up and he learns it, learns and it's meridic. The best of bocha yeshiva. But he never gets up to that one. Shalom alai nafshi. I don't daven in the morning in yeshiva. I go someplace else to daven. I daven b'yichidus. Oh, but I learned 12, 14, 16, 18 hours and I'm smaller. Now will the beast. You know why you learn 16, 18 hours a day, Basmala? Because in the last Gilgul you learned 16, 18 hours, Basmala. That's not what you came here for. He came here to daven because in the last Gilgul you didn't daven with minyan. And that's why it's so hard for you to get up in the morning. Because that's what you came back to the world for. But the Heilige Geist tells us that that's what is hard for you, that's what you came here for. What goes easy is what went easy last time, 2 times ago, 3 times ago. Das Menkel vom Zara Agar. More than just from Tzara Agar. You are here for the Dvarim that are Tzara. You are here for the Dvarim that are hard. Contrary to where we live, as we say to ourselves, Shalom Alei Nafshi, I'm good. I have this mind and this mind. Okay, something's wrong. It's too hard for me. Daika, what's hard, that's what I came for. What's hard, he gets hard for, because that's what he came for. He came to the right sticker, and you did it. Zok Rabbi Israel on the other side. On the other side. On the side of Chas V'Shalom Averis. A person does Averis, Rachman al-Islam. But he had the Shver Taiva. He had the Shver Taiva. And the Taiva causes him to do Averis. And it's hard for him to overcome. The Einish of Yenevelt is not going to be a bigger, such a big Einish like you think. Because it came hard. But for those things that are easy for you not to do, and on those things that are easy for you to stop, and on those things you do it weiter and you don't stop, of David Mishlogan, of David Mishlogan, contrary to a whole Ashkof of Zachayim, a whole Ashkof of Zachayim is oided of a chomer, of that I'm afraid of. But those easy things, no, it's an ishkefele. For Kavisra, it's completely the opposite. On the bottom, chamur, that you're fighting on, and you're hard, you try, and it doesn't go. About it, the next in ishkevachin. Aber, you try, it was hard for you. So the ayin shall be in comparison to your hardships. Aber those things that are easy, and they're easy to stop, and they're easy to leave go, those things is mitzvah. Zach Rabbi Yisrael, more than that. When you're going to go, you can keep and clap al chet. And you can clap al chet one after another, not with all the other papers. Just al chet, v'shtet, 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 you clap al chet, v'shtet, v'shtet, and you'll get one of it, another of it. Zach Rabbi Yisrael, do tshuva on the little things around an avera. In every avera that he did, he does it for talent that you were over together with the avera. Do tshuva on those dvarim kalim at least. Because on that I'll be tevei you on the dvarim kalim more than the etzem zach that was hard for you not to do. Take a muscle which won't touch anybody. Person eats Rachman Islam Machalos Asuris. Shmek. Walk by. The leg was too strong. He wasn't able to hold himself back. Or he took the bone and broke it and ate the marach of the bone. Das Vedich gebeten. Take that marshal. Cross the boat. Cross the boat. Das is the Dvar Talim in the Aveira that on that you were able to hold yourself back. He didn't hold himself back. And on that you could stop. Do tshuva on that. Bin ich moisif of Rabbi Yisrael. I'll be a shemeya of moisif. That if you do tshuva on those dvarim kalim, you yoytza, kuchud eshav machat, and the angel will help you, vani eftach, vachem kipitzch eshav ulam, and you'll be able to overcome the avera itself also. If Rabbi Yisrael tells me that it's enough for me to do tshuva, at least on that, there's no reason that we don't have the right to go and be mechazik eaten and tell them that when you do tshuva on the shiraim of the Aveira, on the aruba of the Aveira, on those things that you were able to hold yourself back, and on those things that you could be takel charata and kavala la'asid, and not return to them, and not to be a caliph shaval kiyah. Once you do tshuva on that, the pischa shal machat you did, In der Eifste ist er schon öffnen, gewissere Schuhe, dass ich mehr als wie mit Gaben an der Hohle bin. Und der Eifste macht ein bisschen mit Schuhe. Der Eifste helft uns zu tun Schuhe. He wants us only to do that little bit, that little Pesach. That little Pesach, we also with that Nukudo that we learned from Rabbi Yisrael. I think that a person is misguided in it, right? It should change his innkeeper. It should change his innkeeper on one side, giving him the hope, and he has the ability to do tshuva, and realize more than that, that with that, with God's tshuva, what he can, he'll open up the Pesach to be able to do tshuva on everything. I said before, who in Mochem God in the tshuva al Hashem. Limit our prayer gives the ability to do tshuva. I think we should go a step further. The Torah goes to do a mitzvah from Hashavis HaVeva. Chazal Darshan Hoshet Yeshivim Fila Meir Fa'om. So I said to the Hoshet of the Meir Shkita Atze, the mitzvahs. Don't remember who brings it from. But yeah, it's a part of the Ka'ara, Hoshet Ka'ara. What does he mean, Hoshet Yeshivim Ha'ara Meir Fa'om? Gave it back to him. He lost it again. It's a new way that was a play upon. What's the harm that I don't have to give it back? What's the harm that I don't have to give it back? Every time is a new way. Elamai, that's not what it says here. Elamai, Balabatish, Poshatini, Balabatishai, Dakhti. It means that a person gets upset with the person. I lach to them, and shouldn't explain. I gave it to you back once, I gave it to you back twice, I gave it back to you 3 times, I gave it back to you 4 times, 5 times. The term of a person is, hey, you're a silly person, it's your fault, you lost it so many times. I wouldn't want to give it back. The term is, Oktach, time is Gabra of dynamics. You give it back again and again and again. That's the Balabatish, the way to look at it. The reversion of the time in all the mitzvahs. State in Heilig is Tassamis and Pashit Kiseitze. The Eibishter is Mikayim Oshet Teshiva. The din is by an Aveda, you have to be Machriz on an Aveda. Machriz on an Aveda. The Eibishter is Machriz every day of Baske, Shubu, Borim, Shailovin. He's Machriz on your Aveda. Return. I'm calling out, Shubu, Borim, Shailovin, the state is a Semis. The Eishet is Machriz on Aveda, for the Abal Aveda, you have to be Machriz on Aveda also. So the Eishet is Ma'oyer, let's come back, Shubu Malim Shabbat, Mishtet Echaredim, he wakes up a person, they ruin his Shubu, Shubu Malim Shabbat, and the Eishet is Malim back, we should do Shubu. Hoshek Yeshiva, Mafil Ameya Pa'amin, the Eishet doesn't say that we fell through once, twice, 3 times, 4 times. Eish the last edition come and she says, oh, you, so many times you promised me. Lamanemin, a Rebbe, a father, his child says, once I'm going to do this, and he doesn't do it. Twice, 3 times, 4 times. What happens the 5th time when the child does it again, and he promises it again? Malacht for them. What are you telling me you're not going to do it again? You did it already once, twice, 3 times you told me, 4 times you told me, 5 times you told me. I know for sure you're going to do it again. The reverse of Allah is to come and shame on this. Hashem to Shiva and for the Meir Pa'amim. He gives it to you back once, twice, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Always. Next, say the Pasuk to Shiva. Pasuk say that Shloisha Pisha Yisrael Ba'avah Lo Yashma. Pasuk said we only have 3 times a chance, the 4th time we don't have a chance. Wie ist der Hashem Teshiva ma von der Meir Pa'omen? Teretz ist der Abweis, als er da, Tamut und Amut. 3 times hier, Tamut, der 4th time hier kommt Amut. Amut ist der Abweis, der Abweis. Aber wo, der Shivena, der Rachman und Zman, die bekämen, der Abweis, der Abweis, der Abweis, der Abweis, Aber Abweisa ist in Ischdok, Amen, Avron, Yitzchok, Yavim, der Herr, der Kavon, der Hasik. Sie existiert nicht. Why? Aber er stellt sich gerne mal teurer. Steht in der Krieg von Nächten. Tekra ist Aschira, also ist Ab, Tumum, steht in Arisa. Ab, Tumum, to make them a shirt tam. Was heißt? Aber der Amalek, Teira, you'll always be a tam, you'll never become a moon. The Teira God shall protect you, that you'll stay a tam. You'll always be Shloisha, you'll never be Abba. You'll never become Kavanosa in Lahazik. You'll never reach that Madrega. Those two Torah Akdoisha for a person. That's the protection the Torah Akdoisha gives a person. Chui Mochem, Dvarim, Dem, Veshuvu, Shuvu, Lasheravim, once, twice, three times, four times, five times, 20 times, 100 times you'll be able to return. Because you'll never be a Kavanosa in Lahazik. No matter what you do, you never want to be Mazik. You never want to have your good. You'll always be on your shirt now. Those are the Torah to pray the Agadosha. Those is Chui Mochem Dvarim. The Dvarim that are in Mochem, the Torah Agadosha that lies in the person. Vishuvu, and then you'll be able to return and return and return and return again to the Rebbein Shalela. Those is Koyecha Torah. That's why without Torah, get Shkashu. Without Torah, get you before Rachman Litzlam. Nothing else helps. Nothing else helps. Nicht akum sich selbst, wenn ich euch aber tun helft. Ein Sache auf der Weisheit. Ablad Gemara. On Ablad Gemara käme nicht zu betan. On Ablad Gemara geht es nicht. Teure Agdeutsche, du teise Person der Ewigste. Teure Agdeutsche doesn't let you get pulled away from the Ewigste. Teure Agdeutsche gives the person the ability to be able to do tshuva and keeps the person intact. They should never go away so far that he shouldn't be able to do tshuva. That's why a person can't be menatik himself from limud haTorah. Because limud haTorah keeps him close to the Eibishter. Limud haTorah keeps him the ability to always do tshuva. And with limud haTorah, that's how we prepare ourselves to do tshuva. And that's what teaches us how to do tshuva. And with that we'll be able to have a year taking ourselves and picking ourselves up to return to the Eibishter and give back all our Eibishter to the Eibishter. And the more we will be able to do that, the more we will be zeicha to agmar simetoyva and avud gevenshtir.